Technical Foul Podcast. It's your boy, D.
Yeah, it's your boy, King Testify.
It's your boy, V. Little Gap.
Yes, sir. Mr. Miles in the building. We got our usual NBA roundup today. We're going to talk about Phoenix and the little run they had. We're going to talk about, the Sixers and Ben Simmons going through surgery and how that might affect them. And also, we're going to review the finalists for each top award in the league this year, at end of the season awards. And then Giannis and the guys, you know, Giannis, Miles, and I want to talk a little bit about a beef that's going on. Giannis, you want to give him a little preview on that?
You want to talk about the Damian Lillard, Dame Time, he calls himself, beef with Patrick Beverly and my boys out in L.A.? I got a lot to say about that. I'm going to tell you right now, man.
And I'm pretty sure Miles has a lot to say about that as well.
I sure do. It's about to put it on Billboard, Dollar versus PG-13.
Yes, sir. And then, the infamous
NNS, baby.
Yes,
NNS,
sir.
NNS, man. Listen, man. It's like week 12, man. We about to just keep it rolling, make this shit popping, bro.
NNS, this shit's gonna change soon, hopefully. Knock on wood.
Yeah, which, you know, I'm just too lazy to get to it.
Yeah. But yo, let's talk about the Suns real quick, bro. 5-0, Devin Booker, hooping, fucking DeAndre Ayton, hooping. Who else they got? Homeboy from who used to play with the Bulls and the Thunder. Who was Cameron Payne? Yes, sir. Kelly Oubre. Yo, guys, give me a little insight on what you guys think. You guys think this is a fluke, or do you think this is gonna last on to next year? Are they gonna be in playoff contention? Giannis, give me a little insight on what you think.
Man, look, man. Abdi knows me well enough to know that I'm not a big fan of the Phoenix Suns. I never really believed in Devin Booker, but I'm gonna put all that bias to the side. You know, he's been playing pretty well. In the past 5 games, they've been undefeated. He's been averaging 29.5 points per game, 6.5 rebounds, and almost 50% from the field. He's balling, and he had that
5-0, yo.
5-0. And he hit the game-winning shot on the Clippers. Heavily contested, bro.
Do I have water?
Heavily. Nah, hands in his face.
Look like lotion. Listen. Kobe 2.0, question mark?
Nah, TJ Warren. TJ Warren, Kobe 2.0.
Whoa, dude, he made me happy, man. I'm a fan. Ever since he did what he did against LeBron?
Yeah.
Miles can take everything from here.
Miles, go ahead.
Yeah, these guys are playing out of their minds. They're the youngest team in the league, keep in mind, too. They're 12th in points per game, and they're at the bottom of the league when it comes to allowing points, but, bro, they are literally the youngest team in the league. And keep in mind, they're doing all this without Kelly Oubre. He's out right now. He's not even playing. They got Javon Carter, that game against Miami, came off the bench, played 26 minutes, and this dude was 75% for 3, shot 6-for-8, and had 20 points off of the bench. They're actually pretty deep. Yes, Javon Carter, he played at West Virginia. Yes, these guys are decent.
Yeah.
And they don't have Kelly Oubre. It could be a foreshadowing of what's to come, but I'm taking it with a grain of salt. Just because the whole format's different. You know, with the bubble, anybody can come in and light up an open gym. When the crowds do start coming back, and hopefully this whole COVID thing is resolved, we'll see how they actually play. They're on a roll. They're on a roll right now.
I just want to say, do you know who we're supposed to thank for this whole Phoenix Suns success?
Rudy Gobert?
Ooh, not him? Maybe him. I'm going to tell you, Miles. I'm going to tell you, D. Joakim Noah. Because when they had that open run, Devin Booker was like, stop double-teaming me.
They do that to me.
He did that. Yeah. He said, look, that's how you can get better, bro.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I just want to say, you know, hey, you need those vets to really tell you.
Totally.
Like, you know what I mean? They predict this stuff. Like, he knows he's up.
Which is why the Clippers aren't going to go that far. But, you know, having Joakim Noah as a veteran, you know, we'll talk about that another time. But stick with the Suns to stay on topic and everything, bro. I'm going to be honest with you, man. I've been saying this for the longest time. It's Devin Booker's time to shine, and he's showing it. And it's, he's not. The crazy part is, he's not in his prime yet. He's not, bro.
Dude is only 23 years old. He's younger than me.
Yeah, and he's not in his prime, bro. He has not hit that, bro. The Suns. I've been telling people for. Shout out my guy Lee. You know, remember Lee?
Yeah, Lee's the homeboy. Yeah,
Lee
Gilsis.
Yes, sir. Shout out my guy Lee. He's seen this from the jump. I seen it with him. Bro, the Suns got a solid core. They had it when they had Isaiah. I was surprised they let Isaiah go, bro.
I'm surprised they broke up the best backcourt they had. They had, who was it, Bledsoe, Dragic, and an Isaiah off the bench.
Also,
Isaiah Thomas.
Also, yeah. fun fact.
Dragic was an all-star.
2014, first round, 14th overall pick. The Suns chose my guy. The bubble MVP, TJ Warren. They know exactly what they're doing, bro.
No, they're not, because they traded him for a second round pick.
For a cash consideration.
Because they had a young core that could, you know, that you gotta dwindle down. You gotta look at it like, yo, like, okay, like, this guy's young. He's not gonna. But they got a solid core. But I'm gonna have to say they probably might have a higher ceiling than the Kings, bro. So. That's all I have to say about. I'm serious, bro. I'm serious.
I have to agree with the D on this one.
I don't know about that.
I gotta agree with the D on this one. Because at least they have money to play around. Sacramento threw their money at Buddy Hield, Harrison Barnes, and about to be De'Aaron Fox.
Buddy Hield forced that.
Yeah, he was like, well, the thing is, he said he wanted more money, and then he took a contract with less money, but just more, incentives.
Yes.
So. I don't know why you would do that. I mean, they're not going to make the playoffs every year.
Yeah. Any last words on the Suns?
That's all I got.
Phoenix doesn't deserve more than 4 minutes of our time.
All right, man. Yo, Devin Booker, light-skinned Kobe, my guy. Keep hooping.
The white mama.
No, chill out, bro. That's Brian Scalabrini, bro.
Thank you,
Johannes. Yeah, thank you, bro.
I said the light.
Oh, okay.
Johannes, you want to, what's it called? Go ahead and.
Talk about the next topic?
Yeah.
Man, we're going to talk about my Cinderella team and how they're disappointing me over and over again. But with this one, it's not their fault, technically. It's about Ben Simmons and the nasty injury he took a few days ago. We're going to talk about how does that sway their chances of winning the East, in my opinion. No Ben Simmons, they're trash. They have a terrible, terrible backcourt. We got Shake Milton and Jason Richardson. Right?
Yeah.
And Paul Nito, what's his name? Paul?
Korkmaz?
No, yeah, Korkmaz. Really, Raw Nito, something like that. Anyways, basically nobody is what I mean. Basically nobody. Yeah. And you're going to go against teams like Boston, who's flooded with wing players.
Yeah.
Milwaukee, who has a great, great defensive.
They haven't been very consistent.
Who's that?
Boston.
Boston?
Yes.
Haven't been?
Yeah.
Yeah, but listen, hey, when it comes down to the playoffs, you really trust Korkmaz hitting 8 threes? You know what I mean?
No.
You're going to have to get the ball to Embiid and make him score the whole time. I mean, that's the only thing you got. But, basically, no Ben Simmons. First round exit, in my opinion. I'm going to throw it to Miles real quick. I don't know what his opinion about this is, but that's my side of it.
I don't think it's going to necessarily hurt them. For the main reason being, in the crunch time, you're not going to have to worry about Ben getting fouled and going to the line and missing. So, that doesn't hurt them, but they do miss out on having an all-NBA defender. That's going to hurt a lot. However, they do have the option to run Joel and Tobias and their three-point shooters, just run them off the screens and get the ball moving. But the person that usually initiates that is Ben. So it's going to hurt them. But at the same time, they're going to be having a whole different offense that they're going to have to run now. So, you know, don't have to worry about them getting fouled in the fourth, though. So. That works out for them.
Okay. All right. You guys said your part. Well, there's one thing that's concerning to me about this whole Sixers ordeal. Not even Ben Simmons. You know what's crazy? This guy to my right, it's probably to your left, right? Said, that was his Cinderella team and blase, you know? So this being your Cinderella team and you being a big fan of Joel Embiid, bro, I don't see this affecting them at all. I'll be honest. The East, competitive. Not as competitive as the West. you could get through the Raptors, you could get through certain teams. Bro, you don't have to, like, the league is so competitive now, like, this is all I gotta say. You got Joel Embiid, and you got Tobias Harris, and you didn't mention Tobias once.
Because he's irrelevant.
He's not irrelevant. Let me ask you both a question.
Where was he last year versus Milwaukee? All those games, all seven games in the playoffs.
Bro, they were just gelling at that point. Like, he came in mid-season.
They were 3 months in.
No, they're solid. They don't need Ben Simmons, bro. You want to know what?
That's more ludicrous than my Kyle Lowry statement.
This is why they don't need Ben Simmons, okay? This is why they don't need Ben Simmons. They started him off at point guard. Didn't go too well, right? It went okay. I'm not going to sit here and hate on him.
Right.
Didn't go, like, as planned. Cool. You see him in trade rumors every other month. Yes or no?
No.
Yes, you do, bro.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
I hear about they should break up, but it's more towards Joel Embiid getting traded.
Look at what Coach Brown is doing now. Where did he put it?
You're going to start a franchise between Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons.
Joel.
Ben.
Joel?
Yes, sir.
I'm going Ben Simmons.
I'm going Joel.
I'm taking
Joel,
bro.
Ask me why? You want to ask me? Because he could space the floor. Why do you think Coach Brown put him into the power forward position? Why do you think he did that to Ben Simmons? Because he knows Ben Simmons ain't going to space that floor.
Okay. Do you guys remember last year? This guy was out every other game. There was one game here he was sick. Another game he couldn't sleep. This and this and that. I'm not going to call him my franchise player. He's a player I want on my team, but if I had to pick between Ben Simmons or him, I'm sorry, man. I am not going with Joel Embiid.
I'm going to go with a guy who can space out the floor and is versatile, and he can play defense. He can do all that. Bro, this is how I see Ben Simmons. he's just another prototype Andre Iguodala.
Now you're disrespecting, man.
I'm being serious. That's how I see it. This is exactly how Andre Iguodala started his career, bro. Did not have a jump shot, just was athletic, and he could drive. That's it.
Okay, let me ask you
minus,
this.
Minus the assists.
Okay, let me ask you this. Who's a better rebounder between those two?
Bro,
Iguodala or Ben Simmons? Better passer, better defender.
Okay, all right.
Better playmaker.
All right. I take that back, okay? You happy? All right.
I'm just saying. They're going to
take that back.
If they see Miami in the first round, it's over.
All I'm saying is my guy, Ben Simmons, is not needed in Philly, and it's showing. They're putting it in our faces, and people are like blind to it. Yo, he's gone. He's gonna leave. Watch.
Just sign an extension.
Well, it's okay.
They're gonna trade him.
LA. We need a guard.
Yeah, you guys need everyone.
You need youth. We don't have no youth on our squad. Lord Jesus, we're old.
Okay. Yeah. So. Last topic of NBA Roundup, even though we got more NBA to talk about, obviously. We're going to talk about the end of the season awards that's coming up, I think, August 14th, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, sir.
So we're going to go through each category and then just kind of pick between each other of who we think deserves to win it. So we'll start out with Coach of the Year, right? I'm going to stick with everything I said a few weeks back. My Coach of the Year should have gone to Eric Spoelstra, even though he was in the finalists. But between the three that were listed, I'm going to go with Billy Donovan, man. You know, he nobody expected OKC to be where they are right now. I mean, you lose Russ, you lose PG. Chris Paul is balling out of his mind. When he got that alley-oop pass in the All-Star game, I was like, bro, am I, like, imagining stuff? Am I on something right now? Because that was amazing. I mean, what they're doing with the whole squad, hopefully they can do a lot come playoff time. But for right now, this season, Billy Donovan, in my opinion, Abdi, I'm going to throw it over to you. Who's your pick?
Billy Donovan, man, he, regardless of them getting Chris Paul,
right?
You know, Chris Paul is a big part of their success this year. He showed out. He's done what he has to do to get a playoff spot, not even just a playoff spot, but to be solidified as, like, a top Western Conference team, bro. With just Chris Paul, like, that's just, bro. Billy Donovan, Coach of the Year for me. Go ahead, Miles.
Well, allow me to interject a different opinion because I think the Coach of the Year needs to go to Nick Nurse. Yes, I said Nick Nurse because Nobody expected them to play at the caliber that they're playing at. Be honest. When Kawhi left, and I'm talking to you, the viewers as well, when he left, did you think that they were going to come out with the – what, they got the third seed? Second seed now? Yeah, that's right. So they're real close to the top. Oh, they clinched it. And they clinched it already, yeah. So, yeah, nobody expected them to play at the caliber that they're playing at. And to maintain that hunger after you just came off of a chip, to be able to lead a team, to keep a chip on their shoulders. And he's got Pascal playing like an all-star, you know. He's got Fred VanVleet going. Kyle Lowry, your favorite, Johannes, got them playing like balls to the wall. So I have to give it to Nick Nurse. That's just my pick.
Yo, by the way, thank you guys for fucking flaming his ass in the comments. Because he still...
Y'all did not hold back on social media.
He did. He
y'all putting him in his place.
Yup.
My DMs were blowing up. I was telling the D before this, my DMs were blowing up, man. I've never seen like anything like that.
Nah, he did. He did. Yeah, he did correct himself, and he said top five.
He is top five. You know, the only four point guards I got above him.
It's debatable.
The only four point guards I have above him, healthy, is Steph, Kyrie, Russ, and Dave. That's who I have.
Do we need to have a Kyle Lowry segment for you?
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that next week. Right now, we got a lot to go through. You know, especially with the Dame took over today's segment. So,
listen, if you please still flame his ass.
I dare you to flame me. I will come still, with the stats.
Because he still thinks it's top five, and, you know, that's kind of disrespectful.
Somebody tried to tell me in the DMs? What? Somebody tried to tell me that Jamal Murray is better than Kyle Lowry. I almost smacked this person, bro. I don't want to smack this person.
No.
Oh, my goodness, bro. The only highlight he had this year was on his Instagram video, if you know what I'm talking about.
Whoa! Censor that out real quick.
I'm just saying, bro. Look. Wow. Anyways, next pick.
Hey, look,
next pick, right? We're going to go with Rookie of the Year, speaking of Ja.
Yeah.
I think it was Ja, Kendrick Nunn, and Zion as three finalists. I think this is a no-brainer for all of us. I'm going Ja. He has nobody on his team. Eighth seed. Still, you know, even though they haven't won a game, I think they might have won one last night.
They won. Yeah, they won two. Yeah, they're on a two-game winning streak, right?
Not one.
Yeah, they're just a half game.
They're gonna have to play for it.
Okay, but anyways, regardless, you know they have Justice Winslow's been out. Sure. What's his name? Jaren Jackson's been in and out of injuries.
No, he's out. He's out for the rest.
I know,
of the
but season. Even like throughout the season, like even earlier in the year.
Yeah.
So for the fact that they're at the eighth seed still is unbelievable, led by a rookie. Yeah. I'm gonna throw it over to you.
Ja Morant still my Rookie of the Year. Do I need to say more? Do I have to?
Not really. This is a quick one.
Like, I'm sorry, if Zion, but. I'm going to be honest with you, if this is how I see it, if Zion was healthy, it would have been hard. Like, this probably would have been the hardest award for me to choose.
Yeah.
Just because, like, the impact he brings. But the sole reason of Zion not being healthy is why I'm giving it to Ja. You know, and he's just amazing. He's just a mini Westbrook, in my opinion. So, yeah. Go ahead, Miles.
This Rookie of the Year has a little bit of an asterisk for me, just because if you look at the pace that Zion was playing for the small sample size that we do have, he's averaging 22.5 points, shooting on 59%, averaging 6 rebounds and 2 assists, compared to Jaws 17.8, just about 18, shooting at 48%, about almost 4 rebounds and 7 assists. I mean, y'all know I love me some Jaw, and that's obviously my pick too. But if things went differently and Zion was able to stay on the floor, I think it would be a no-brainer to give it to him instead. And to whoever is arguing with me about Kendrick Nunn, I want to remind you his stats are not as good as Jaws. Obviously, he's not the main guy in their team, but Kendrick is averaging about 15 points, shooting on 44.3%, averaging about 3 rebounds and 3 assists. Go back and rewind to what I just said with Ja stats. And that's specifically for you, David, my homeboy from Georgia. Shout out him. But stop arguing with me, bro. It's Ja.
Yo, Miles, me and Johannes are just – can you hear us, bro?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, yeah. Me and Johannes are just like – yo, I'll be honest with you, bro. No, when I saw the finalists for the Rookie of the Year, I don't know why people even are arguing the fact that Kendrick Nunn is in that. Like,
he's a good player, don't get me wrong. Yeah. The argument is always that, okay, he's not going to get as much press because he's not the leader on his team. Bullshit. He's not Jaw. He's not as exciting to watch as Jaw.
Facts.
He's not leading his team to a playoff spot, potentially, like Jaw. So,
facts.
Rookie of the Year. I did bring my jersey out this time, but Rookie of the Year, Jaw Moran.
Yep.
We're going to talk about most improved player. Once again, I'm going to stick with my man, Bam Bam. Bam Bam. Bam Bam. Listen, man, last season he had averages across the boards that were pretty solid. It was 9 points a game, 7.5 rebounds, 2.5 assists. But this season, it was Bam, B.I. Yep. And then, so yeah, anyways, this year, Bam is averaging 16 points, 10.5 rebounds, 5 assists. All-star this year. I mean, Miami's fourth, I think, in the East. I mean, it was a tough one because Brandon Ingram's whooping right now.
Nope.
But it's Bam Bam for me.
Nope.
It is what it is.
I heard B.I. was a finalist from...
Yeah, Brandon Ingram.
Yep, from my fellow colleagues right here. I was just informed that Baby KD was a finalist for Most Improved Player. And if you do look at his stats, he's putting up KD numbers. So, yo, Bam, you're having a good season. Me personally, I don't think that you should have even been an All-Star. That's just me personally.
What?
Yeah, that's just me personally.
Wow.
I'll talk about that some other time. But yeah, it's like why have? I'm gonna just say this: why have Bam and then leave out Jaylen? Just how I see it.
Jaylen who?
Brown.
Why have Luka? Take Luka out and put Jaylen in.
What? Luka?
Luka has been hooping though, so I'm saying he's a sophomore.
He was an All-Star his second year, so he did technically improve.
Oh, you talk about most improved.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, they should.
Most improved player.
Yeah. No. Yeah, take him out. I'm just saying, Brandon Ingram.
He shouldn't have been a candidate.
Right.
Let me tell y'all who should have been a candidate.
Devontae Graham. No, Devontae Graham. He should have been a candidate.
Right.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was on Instagram, but I had always thought that he was gonna be a breakout player. He just needed to get the minutes, and he did. Like he started off in the league averaging like 5 points, 3 assists, and he only had like 3 starts this season. They gave him 53 starts. His averages went up to like averaging 18 points and almost 8 assists, bro. Like he played, he balled.
Let me ask you a question, Miles, because I did see that on Instagram too. I'm wondering. Do we consider him most improved if all he did was get more minutes to get like more opportunities? You know what I mean? We're comparing like, I'm not saying you're wrong. I think that's a great, I think he should have been finalist over Luka actually. But yeah. I'm looking at players who have gotten, you know, who've had a little minute increase, but have really taken that next step in their game.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, like, I know Devontae got like 20 plus more minutes this season versus last year. And I'm not arguing that he shouldn't be a finalist, but I just didn't see like arguments of saying like
look at Brandon Ingram,
you know,
numbers, bro. I'm just saying.
You know, definitely I'm not saying that he would have been the pick to win the award, but he should have at least been a finalist. He should have been the consideration. My pick is still Bam, just right. Because of the jump and the leap that he made, but I think he at least could have got the recognition for it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I honestly think that either Devontae or Pascal Siakam should have been there above Luka, just because.
Why? Right. Okay, well, Pascal already won it, so like, why would the league want to see?
Because he did. He proved himself again last.
So why? If you prove yourself again, you should be talked about in the MVP.
You can be both
category.
Why not?
He didn't get it because he fell just short of becoming an All-Star. Like he. Or did he make the All-Star team this year?
He made the All-Star team. Yeah, he did make the All-Star
team. He did. So I'm tripping. Exactly. Yeah, he got into the All-Star game. That's recognition. He got it. He got what he deserved. So let somebody that's not in that conversation get recognition. That's all it is.
Right. So that's my argument against Luka. Because he's already gotten his All-Star. I mean, he's still hooping. He's MVP finalist, in my opinion.
If you guys, this is how I see it. If you guys are putting Bam in that situation, let's see Bam's stats real quick.
I already gave you Bam's stats.
What is it?
Go on the docs right here. Right there. But look at the jump. You got to look at the jump of it, too.
I don't see it. Where?
Right there. Last season, this season.
Oh, okay. So, all right, cool. That's great. That's you know what kind of that reminds me of my guy that has a green and white jersey on. Gordon Hayward.
Okay, Gordon Hayward.
So what's the difference between this? Okay, but what's the difference between this and Gordon Hayward's
numbers? Because Gordon Hayward's improvement was with his help. Bam was actually the skill.
Yeah. What? Nah. Bam just got, he racked up the minutes. That's it. Anyways, on to the MVP. Go ahead.
My goodness, we're not even there yet. Calm down, bro. We're at six man right now.
Oh, yeah.
This guy wants to jump. Okay, look. Six man.
I already know who I'm. You guys already know
how I already said mine a few weeks ago. Mine's Dennis Schroeder.
Magic City. You know what I'm saying?
Magic City.
You're gonna say the name.
Huh? I ain't even gotta say the name. Y'all know who it is.
Two girls like I'm Lou Will.
Yes, sir. No copyright, Drake. Don't be. I know all y'all copyright people that just be getting paid by YouTube.
And they just be.
He just quoted.
Yeah.
And whoever copyright the copyright him.
Whoever wrote in the comments that I look like light skinned Drake.
Huh? Who said that? Oh yeah.
Somebody's calling me light skinned Drake. The wannabe light skinned Drake in the comments.
No, I beat that.
Oh, man. Hey man.
Oh. Can you pull that up?
Yes, sir. We're going to put it right here for the people to see. Yo, keep flaming him, please.
I'm about to flame Dame Dollar, so stay tuned.
Oh, man, I was expecting something else.
What about Miles?
My pick is actually Montrez Harrell.
Rest in peace to his grandma.
Rest in peace to your grandmother, Montrez, if you're watching, man. He balled out and having a hell of a season. He's averaging by, 18-7-1. Doing pretty good.
Come up with that. You had the one.
Averaging 18.
18-7, baby.
7, you know what I mean. Hey, shooting on 58%. How about that?
Bro. but go ahead. MVP. That's our TJ. That's our little TJ segment.
We're not even the MVP yet.
Yeah, we are. We just
defensive player of the year.
Oh, fuck that. We already. Can I go real quick?
Yeah.
Rudy Gobert. You fucked up the whole season, bro.
Hey, man.
That's all yours, bro. Repeat back to back. Shout out to my guy Drake. Back to back.
Hey, whoa. What are we talking about? Copyright.
Oh, yeah, copyright, yo.
It's killing it, bro. AD for me, Anthony Davis. It's not really.
Shut up.
Anthony Davis is gonna. He's a defensive player to you, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, he's putting up. He's putting up the numbers. I like that. You stick with your. Yeah. You know, he said that a couple months ago too. Yeah.
He started in the league in blocks, so I respect that. And y'all thought I was gonna pick him, but I'm not.
I know who he's gonna pick.
You know who I'm gonna pick?
Is it the opposite? Is his last name the opposite of dumb?
Opposite of dumb?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
Is his last name the opposite of dumb?
Smart.
Well, Marcus, it wasn't. You know what? Shout out to my boy David. He also was just talking to me about that. How he got robbed without being a finalist because it's a big dominant award, and he should have been considered. I think he actually should have been considered over Rudy. Only thing Rudy's doing is leading the league in rebounds, but I don't know what the defensive per possession is. But my pick is actually the Greek Freak, y'all. He is. Let me give you the reason why. He's able to do something that these two other finalists are not able to do. He can guard the back court. He can guard your wings. I don't know about AD's perimeter defensive vitality, but I know for a fact that Greek Freak can legit guard all five positions, bro. And it just adds to his legacy, too. That would be awesome to see him get this award. He's been balling. So.
Yeah. All right, let's get to MVP before
we gotta keep going, right?
Before we get capped off on the
one word, Giannis.
Yeah.
One word, swag.
Okay, Soulja Boy, who's your pick?
Swag. Swag. Who's the only Harden? MVP? Yes, sir.
No, my God. You know I would say Harden too.
Swag.
You know I would say Harden.
He said swag. He had his whole thing. He said swag. My guy, James Harden, give it to him. He should have been four-time MVP. I almost said eight. Four-time MVP. Four times. He got robbed. We all know he got robbed that one year. We all know he did. The year that Steph Curry won back-to-back. Or the year before that.
I'm pretty sure he got, more.
The year before. When he had the unanimous one, he deserved that.
James Harden is my MVP every year until he stops scoring 38 points per game.
Miles.
More than just points, bro.
Triple doubles.
He's the Greek freak.
Yeah.
I'm picking him. Best record in the NBA, and he's able to play at such a high level on both sides of the floor. Give it to him. He's playing like an MVP caliber player. They literally can't stop him in the paint. He will let Statue of Liberty dunk on anybody that comes in except LeBron. Yeah, this segment, guys, we're going to talk about that beef. It's hot. It's ready. Dame Dolla versus PG-13 and Pat Beverly. Me, personally, I love it. I love to see the trash talking. We need more of that. You don't see hardly that at all in the game. Everybody's buddy-buddy and friends with each other now. I need to see them match up, bro. I'll be so upset if they don't get into the playoffs. Like, unfortunately, my team's going to be the one to face them. So we'll have to wait for that matchup to happen the regular season next season. But for now, I just love entertaining it. So, we got so many people involved. Like, it goes deep for no freaking reason. So, in case y'all don't know, and you can go ahead and throw it up on the screen, up the Dame – had an interview, and PG and start off with Pat Beverly commenting on him talking about he sent Paul George and Pat Beverly home in the playoffs before, and Pat Beverly hits him with that he can show him the graphic. Yeah, so Paul George follows up with it, and now we got a beef involving Dame's sister, bro. His sister went in on social media. I'll let Johannes get to that part. But now she's talking mess. You got Paul George's girl talking mess. Like, it's a lot. Go ahead, Abdi. Say what you got to say, bro.
All right. So here's first of all, everything Dame said was factual.
It was.
It was factual. Pat Beverly, you have no right to talk because he did send your team home in the playoffs a couple years ago when you guys had Dwight and James. Paul George, don't even talk, my guy, because it does look like you're running away from the grind, quote-unquote. But I'm siding with my guy Damian Lillard here for the simple reason that everything he said was factual, and I'm not gonna waste my time talking about what Pat Beverly was doing on the bench is what Johannes would do.
He's not lying. Yeah,
what Johannes would do at a scrimmage or like at an intramural game, you know what I'm saying? Just talking from the side. So he's pretty much trolling, you know. But apparently there's been a lot more than just the chatter on the court and on social media. It's been you know, strippers involved, and you know, I'm gonna let Johannes take over.
Let me make one point clear. If I had to pick a side, I'm agreeing with Johannes shout out Oaktown, you know, I'm gonna have to go with the Bay native. He only spoke facts, bro. He said everything factual.
Yes, sir.
He's a real ass dude too. That's why. Yeah. And Johannes, you have the floor, sir. Go ahead.
You have the floor.
Dave, what the hell are you doing, bro? Alright?
This guy's
Before we get to what happened, what is wrong with you, man? There is no reason you should be a ninth seed in the West right now, alright? I'm going to name the players you've had all year, okay? All year. You have yourself, CJ McCollum. Mind you, this is just in and out from the trades including, right? You, CJ, Trevor Ariza, Grant, Gary Trent, Melo, Rodney Hood, Hassan Whiteside, Zach Collins, and now Nurkic, okay?
Healthy.
I get it. I get it that some of them have been injured, but guess what? Memphis has had the same issue too, and a less constructed team. And you're telling me that you guys are still barely a ninth seed?
Take a breath.
I'm just saying.
Take a breath.
There is no reason. Memphis is losing every game. You guys still have a ninth seed, all right? That's one.
Hey.
To yesterday's game, right? You missed both free throws.
I'm not going to say shit.
You missed both free throws. And then you missed the game-winning shot. All right? And your focus in the interview is Patrick Beverly and PG. You worried about them? You're not worried about yourself and how you missed those shots? You didn't even take the criticism as a superstar should. As far as he said, you know it happens, right? But I'm saying, like, ignore them. Right? You're trying to battle for an eighth seed right now. You gotta ignore him. Because, like you said, you already hit the shot over PG. Yeah. You hit the shot over Patrick Beverly. They're beneath you as far as this argument. You know what I'm saying? So, you gotta be focused on your team, being the leader of your team, worry about the next game. You know what I'm saying? As a leader, and with three games remaining before this whole play-in tournament. That's that. Okay. That's what I'm trying to say. Because I'm a Clippers fan. You know I love the trolling. But PG, stop it, bro. You started this beef, and you're talking about, I had six injuries. Six injuries, bro? Do you think I care? Joe Ingles lit you up. Dame Lillard lit you up. All right? If you were really injured, if you were injured, sit your ass on the bench, bro. Because you playing injured is going to make it worse for your team and your teammates. All right? Patrick Beverly, bro, come on, man. You ain't even in the game, bro. Okay? I like you, but you were on JJ Redick's podcast talking about the hardest player to defend is Dame Lillard. And you go over here talking crazy because he missed the first free throw? Pat Bev, when was the last time you averaged over 10 points a game, bro?
He said,
Dame times. I'm just saying, when was the last time you averaged 10 points a game?
Dame times.
Forget the 10 points a game. When was the last time you got a haircut?
Huh? Oh, my God.
Bro, your hair needs lotion, all right? Listen.
that's so fucked up.
I'm just saying, bro. Look.
He said lotion. He didn't say oil.
I love the Clippers. No, I love the Clippers. I love the Clippers. But you know what's crazy? The only player who can talk crap on the Clippers team is Kawhi, the person who had a ring, who has two rings.
True.
PG, you don't have a ring.
Doc Rivers, too.
Doc Rivers, yeah. But I'm talking about as far as players. Do you see Kawhi talking crap?
Nope.
No. You see Marcus Morris. You see Pat Bev. You see them all joking around. Stop it, bro. All right, Dame Lillard is getting paid more than all of you guys on the bench combined. Stop it. Yeah. All right? And lastly, to wrap this up, Dame's sister and Paul George's wife need to shut the hell up. All right? I get it. It's your Instagram. Y'all can defend your people. But listen, this is on the court. All right? Nobody's cared. Nobody talks about baby moms and strippers. I don't. Nobody cares about that, man. We care. We worry about what's going on the court, bro. On the court. Because next time these guys match up, Dame's gonna have to answer to Paul George, and vice versa.
Yep.
All right.
If they even make it to the playoffs.
If they do, and I want Adam Silver, please do whatever you can to rig the system.
I mean, he's already doing it by inviting the Pelicans and
temporary.
Yo, by the way, the Wizards, bro. I'm sorry, bro. That was a waste.
Listen,
I hope none of them get COVID.
Bag, bro. Yeah.
I really hope none of them get COVID, bro.
Abdi, Miles, and I can be the three best players on Washington right now.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now. And I'm not even gonna make a shot, we're still gonna win.
Yeah, but listen, there's one thing that you said that it was intriguing. You said that he shouldn't respond to any of them and respond to them as like a superstar. Right. You kind of did that by saying, yo, them saying that about me at that moment in time shows that they respect my game.
Which is true. I think it's true.
So, Dame is not letting this shit get to his head clearly. He's just answering PR questions.
Right. And honestly, just to kind of wrap it up on my end, Paul George, I was laughing. You know, Miles knows, Abdi knows, I was laughing. I found this whole thing hysterical. But when Paul George said,
I was busy yesterday when I seen them send that in the group chat, I was crying.
Yeah, when I said that to y'all, bro, I had to have y'all see that.
And I didn't even know about the beef until Miles kept updating me via Twitter and everything. But look, Paul George, bro, you can't start a beef and then try to end it by saying, oh, I had six surgeries, blah, blah, blah. Stop. We don't care about your sympathetic statement, bro. You started this, all right? So, and lastly.
Also, yo, sorry to cut you off.
Yeah.
Paul George posting him going fishing and saying he's not bothered. Bro, you're bothered. You posted it.
Yeah,
you hashtagged it, bro. Bro, look, you're clearly bothered.
Paul George, I love the energy and, this entire.
Yeah.
I love this energy, but playoff time, you guys better all step it up. Facts. All right? Because this is just a regular season game. I want that same energy when you guys are playing LeBron. If you guys see Giannis, if you guys see Harden, whoever you guys see.
I'm not seeing no one.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying,
hey, y'all better stop disrespecting my team, all right? But look. I'm just,